Hey everyone, it's Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Huge thanks to Patreon sponsor Jerry Ann Nellestein. I hope I said that correctly. She has been a new sponsor of the Pray Every Day show, so thank you so much. And if this podcast has blessed you, if it's helped you to pray in different ways, or you finally feel like, hey, there's someone out there in the world praying for me, if it's blessed you and you'd like to contribute a little bit, it can be as little as a dollar a month up to like 1 million, which I don't think will happen, but this $1 a month will help keep this show on the air. You can go to Patreon, that's patreon.com/pray every day. And thank you in advance for doing that. Today I'm reading from the Sermon on the Mount. We're in Matthew chapter 6. And in verses 5 through 7. And this is in the New American Standard Version. It says this: "When you pray, you are not to be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners so that they may be seen by men. Truly, I say to you, they have the reward in full. But you, when you pray, go into your inner room, close your door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for a day to praise you. Thank you for a day where we have the opportunity at every moment to have a continual dialogue and monologue, depending on whether you're answering back, with you. I thank you that you are the God who is there. You are available 24/7. And even as we sleep, you run the universe without us, which is an amazing thing to me. You don't need me when I'm sleeping to be running the universe, and I'm grateful that you do not sleep in that sense. You're always on watch. And so, Lord, I pray for the person today who's grieving a loss. And in those kinds of cases, sometimes it's just hard to pray. And this scripture today is about when you pray. But sometimes there are some of us who just, we don't want to pray, or we're mad at you, or we have no words to pray. And we're in those Romans 8 times where we have those groanings too deep for words, and your Holy Spirit intercedes for us. And I thank you in advance that not only does the Holy Spirit intercede for us, but Jesus, you intercede for us at the right hand of God. And so for those who are grieving today who don't have a prayer on their lips, I thank you that the Spirit will intercede, and that Jesus, you are interceding. This is a bedrock truth that we can place our lives on. And Lord, in the midst of grief, it's hard to see straight. It's hard to see forward. It's hard. Everything seems misty or cloudy or foggy. And Lord, I pray that your word would be that light into our path, that you would show us how to keep moving on when we kind of wish that the world would stop for a moment and grieve with us. And Lord, I do pray for those grieving that you would send people who listen, that will actually just sit with instead of preach at or throw cliches at. And Lord, help us to become a people who don't throw cliches at people, and help us to become a people who don't throw Bible verses oftentimes out of context to people who are deeply wounded. Lord, I know your word is awesome and it is amazing, but when we rip it out of context and throw it at someone as a weapon, it doesn't help them at all. And so Lord, help us to become good grievers alongside. Father, I pray that today would be a day where we inaugurate a robust prayer life. And Lord, we've all been in those situations where we've sat around in a circle and we've had to pray and maybe feel a little awkward about that. And we look at this verse and we think, well, can we even pray out loud? But I know that corporate prayer is something that you desire. I know that in this particular place, you're not talking about corporate prayer. You're talking about the heart. You're talking about hypocritical ways. You're talking about people that pray to be noticed, and oftentimes their prayers are things for they are putting down other people. And oftentimes when we put down other people, we are guilty of the very same sin that we are pointing out. I don't know why that is, Lord. It's human nature, but we're really vehement and angry about particular things that we actually are really vehement and angry about in our own lives. So Lord, I also pray that we would look in the mirror today and see where we have that hypocrisy, where we are saying one thing and doing another, where we are not having integrity. So Lord, help us to live up to the prayers that we pray, whether they be public or private. And thank you again, Jesus, that you reward us for doing secret things. I pray that you would show us a place in our homes where we could quietly and secretly spend time with you, to be rejuvenated by you, to be poured back into, because this world is beating us up, Lord, and we desperately need to know that you love us. We desperately need to have your Holy Spirit poured in and through us when we are dry and weary. So please be that fresh drink of water, that river of living water that we so desperately need. I pray all of this in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. And I do pray that Jesus would be that long, cool drink on a hot day, knowing that this is in the summertime. And thanks again for listening. You are a blessing to me. And you are wildly and beautifully loved by the Creator of the universe. You bear His image. You are His child. Rest there today.